quite clear where we get that security. It's through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and certainly through the Godhood or Godhead. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, went one too far there. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 1 through 5. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea and ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. And then if you turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 10. There's several things said about our Lord and Savior in the Old Testament. And, of course, that one says that He was that rock that followed them. He was there before time began. He was the Word, and He was God. Then we find in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse starting with verse 4, coming to Him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore it is also contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. And he who believes on Him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore to you who believe, He is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. And those were quotes from the Old Testament. They stumble, being disobedient to the word to which they were also appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a holy priesthood, a holy nation. It should be a royal priesthood. His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. We find in this that the plan, before time began, was to make sure that everyone's sins could be forgiven. That was what was necessary. We find that Jesus was always there. He was the Word before He became Jesus Christ on this earth. We find that He's the one that died for our sins. We find, though, that to most people, He is that stone of stumbling or that rock of offense. Not truly the rock that He should have been for them. Something they could hold on to. Something that would give them that good foundation. We find that because Jesus Christ died on that cross, He has all power and all authority. And that because He has that, He has said that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. He's the one said that. He's the one we should be following. He should not be a rock of offense, but He should be our salvation because of the blood that He shed, just like we read through several of those passages today. I would encourage anyone that's not a Christian, please think about how to get your salvation, how to get your security, how to get it eternally, not just temporarily, as most people are looking for. If you obey Christ, you will receive that security, knowing you have a home forever. If you do not, the other place that He's prepared, you do not want to be. As a Christian, think seriously about your condition today. And if any of us have any needs, we need to be, as Christians, repenting of those things that we've done, confessing them to God, and praying for them. But sometimes we need the prayers of others. And if you need that, or you have any other needs, we would be glad to assist you at this time. Would you please stand?